a day in the life? These days, I wake up at around 4:30. In the summer, the frogs in the rice fields are already croaking at that hour, so they wake me up. I head into the kitchen and make some breakfast. Usually a very simple breakfast, because I haven't yet got very good at cooking for myself. Sometimes I just crack an egg over some hot rice with a little bit of soy sauce. After breakfast, I read the papers. I get two papers, both a local and a national paper. Because I don't have anyone to talk to in the mornings, I have plenty of time to read. I also think it's important to keep up with news of my local community, as well as news of the whole country. On weekdays, when it gets close to 7 o'clock, I take my flag and walk down the road to the traffic lights. There, I guide the elementary school students across the road as they walk to school. It's nice to greet the young children in the morning. They are often the first people I talk to for the day. Seeing the children walking to school also reminds me of my own son, although he was an elementary school student more than 40 years ago. After all the children have gone to school today, I will head to the local community center. Right now, we are planning for the upcoming Obon Festival. It's only 2 weeks away, so we are quite busy. I enjoy being busy though, because I haven't had a job in a very long time. Also, during Obon, my son and his family will come to visit. He moved away when he got married, because there weren't many jobs available for him here. In the afternoon, I have a lesson with my art teacher. I have been taking art lessons for many years now, and I enjoy learning new techniques and styles. I find that my art lessons help me to express myself in ways that I can't with words. I also like to spend time in my garden, where I have a small vegetable patch. It's harder to keep a garden these days, because my strength is not what it used to be. But I still like to grow my own vegetables, and it is satisfying to have fresh produce to work with, even though I am not nearly as good a cook as my wife was. In the evenings, I have a simple meal with just one glass of shochu. I used to drink quite a lot, but I can't handle so much now that I'm older. I also used to watch TV at night, but now I usually read books or write letters. So many people use email these days, but I still like to write letters by hand. It feels more real to me than using a computer. I usually write to my son, and when he has time, he writes back. I hope there is a letter from him when I get home today.